Hi, you guys. It's just another optional extra recording from the physical pillar. You guys have been in touch with me this week. I think pretty much everybody, one way or another. And it's funny how I'm feeling like the energy kind of rippling through. Laurie and Sue both commented upon their understanding of the layered self, you know, on the same day, the same gist of the comments, really. Sue was alluding to the sort of corruption or the crocodiles within pockets of the ruling classes that at worst seem to conspire to make populations physically sick. And at best are disinterested in people being actually healthy. Sue mentioned the toxicity of the physical world's physical existence. There's issues today with food, with water, with man-made frequencies, and basically like all of our systems kind of morally crumbling. And that seems to have taken its toll physically on a lot of people since COVID. She's made the point that perhaps the sickness created in the physical is also a tactic to keep us from our spiritual selves or to keep us small. And yeah, I would agree with that. I would also say that this sort of hierarchical corruption has existed for an age. And also there's a spiritual hierarchy that elevates the soul, of which Serapis Bay is a part of. There are teachings that speak of fallen angels, those who got corrupted within those spiritual hierarchies, those that fell downward, creating a pathway of devolving lower energy. So I mentioned this, lovely, is just to reassure, really, that there has even been corruption in the heaven worlds. It's not limited to here. As humans, we get to choose our higher self, or we can easily fall into the lower energies within ourselves, our lower self. And the trick is to see the trick. To choose and ask yourself the question, what are you going to make of this? You know, and we always choose, you know, is it what battles to fight, where to put our energy, whether we're contributing to negative energy by participating with it, or whether we're contributing to it by turning a blind eye. So the trick is to see the trick. To choose, ask yourself the question, what do we make of this? Where are we swimming? Are we swimming away from the dark waters and the crocodiles, or right into the jaws of them? Because so much is rigged to sort of send our energy downwards, and I think all of us can recognize this. There's so much coming at us all of the time to keep us small, and we feel it. We feel it sort of as, for example, when we enter into sort of a low energy conversation, it can contract us somehow. That's not to say we should close our eyes to the injustices in our world. No, actually, in fact, we have to really practice how to use our eyes properly, how to sort of see the distortions and call them out without becoming enmeshed with the problem that we see in front of us, or without joining the lower stream. And the traps are everywhere in the physical world. They're set into our devices, into our preferences, into our biological patterning, into our blind spots. So I talk about this because Sue's email reminded me the initiation we face daily with that discernment of lower and higher energies, and seeing the corruption and seeing the distortions without participating with them, that initiation, we all come across that a lot more than we would have done 10 years ago. But that initiation is encapsulated within the crocodile initiation of old. It's the same thing. If you've listened to that recording, you know, it's just how do we see the crocodiles, but we don't disturb the water. We let them lie while we move towards the light. The wonderful part of this today, even though it's never wonderful to see corruption or to suspect it even, but the wonderful part of this is that the corrupted hierarchical systems are just so obviously corrupted. They're so obviously, you know, full of tricks and full of traps. It's so obvious now. And this reminds me of that, the physical pillar, you know, how as the light is cast upon the earth, the shadow sharpens. So the physical choice becomes more possible because it's much easier to discern the higher from the lower, the right from wrong. You know, it's much easier to see it. I'm thinking of that too. I was listening back to some of the recordings from last year. Not last year, last time we did this course. And I was, on one of them I spoke of instead of being envious of the haves of this world, the people that have things, perhaps we should all have more compassion or even be more concerned for them because they're wrapped so tightly in material gains and power plays that they're far more likely to have encounters with crocodiles and drown in the dark waters. And I think we can see this too. I think we can see there's there's something strange going on anyway. I won't dwell on that. Let's move on to same day, Laurie, in a different way, talking about the layers of the self all affecting one another, about balancing the bodies and how she can see through her work creating websites that there are so many components and variables in sort of each of the layers. And, you know, one mistake can disable the whole thing, or conversely, one new idea can enable a really good experience. And she says we're a bit like that too. She was drawing the parallel between, you know, the designing a website and seeing the temple body. Laurie was speaking about the fundamental importance of foundations, you know, how she's been working in her life, yet at the same time feeling the influence of the temple body teachings kind of running and underlying. And I love this word, you know, like, I'm sorry, Log, I think I've paraphrased a little bit, but it came from listening to you. I was like, this underlying foundation is so interesting because the physical pillar is the underlying foundation that we experience on Earth and we experience as Earth. So the way Laurie spoke about experience in the course is like it's running under the surface of her life that's still really busy. It's kind of felt, you know, really kind of it's had a lesson in and of itself. Where are we? So yeah, Edna and Becky have both mentioned the support that they felt from the course. And this in my mind is Serapis Bey's underlying force. It's weird, but he felt really remote to me last time. But this time around, I'm really encouraged by how close his energy feels to the group, to all of us. And it's very beautiful to feel that relational, personable side of this Ascended Master, really close by and everything. And it's interesting to recall that actually re-listening to some of the recordings from the last round, and I'll put one of them on into the library if anyone's interested, but it's so interesting because at this point in the training, last time around, we were speaking a lot about the circle And now, at exactly the same time, point in the training, we're talking about squaring the circle. And symbolically, this reads as the square is that strong physical foundation that's now holding the circle, or the never-ending spirit force, which is exactly, it is exactly the role of the physical world, to sort of hold this sort of spiritual experience and hold our spirit force while we develop it with the support of the physical, through the support of the physical world and all that it throws at us. Laurie also mentioned the 70 questions from Serapis Bay, and she had a really good idea actually. Said her intention is to focus on one every day and just see where that takes her, which is like great stuff. And that exercise is really a cool, it's got that mantra in it, be with me, where it's just you taking time to be with you. And the question I think is in there is, what does this tell me about me? Is really revealing your foundations to yourself. I'm in the middle of it too. And after answering the first set really slowly and mindfully, the rest of them I kind of intuitively just went through them pretty quickly. And I'm now in the process of whittling those 70 answers down to four feature preferences that are foundational to me and completely non-negotiable. And when I'm done, I may even draw a flame around them. And that will be a be with me flame. I think Serapis just wants us to all to have a fundamental feeling of ourselves. You know, something really tangible, like I say, non-negotiable, to hold fast to if we start to feel those forces of invisibility or corruption or whatever it is, you know, those physical forces pushing upon us. And this way, you know, we can embody both. We can engage with the other, but whilst really retaining that sense of self and balance that really challenging polarity that I know all of us struggle with from time to time. So that's a little bit of information about the 70 questions should you choose to go there. I heard from Gemma too, who described listening to the recordings within her home and feeling her garden around her. And yeah, I really, when I read this text that Gemma sent, I really felt Gemma's lovely home with all the flowers and the swifts as like this visible, very visible, tangible layer of Gemma. And it made me think of giving like a shout out to our homes, as a part, like a layer of a very physical layer of ourselves. And, you know, I thought of Edna with her like irrepressible garden that she's literally sort of having to sort of, clear the undergrowth to get it back to how she wants it, and all its little cozy corners and the really expansive views that she's got. And yeah, and Edna talking about that. Becky as well, with the Temple of the Sun, the Sunflower Army and the Star Mountains. I like really I felt Becky's home, you know, as much a sense as I felt Becky as well. And Laurie talked about dipping her toes in the water, living at the seaside. And both Laurie and Lisa actually, being near the sea, walking on the beaches, seeing the nature, hearing the sounds, all the stuff of the seaside that both of them love so much, and it comes through in what they say to me every time. Sue on her allotment, listening under the big quiet tree, with all that plant nature magic around her. It's just so nice. And then you've got Maggie, who's got this newly designed oasis at home, but also has this intention to listen to part of the training on Iona, which is so lovely. And I actually think that everyone has randomly mentioned the outer environment as you've been working through the inner environment, which is really interesting. It's really beautiful reflections, actually. And for me, I'm living in my garden at the moment. Serapis Bay has like set me up in a little corner office where every morning I go out and it's like he's sat opposite me saying, don't forget to make a note of this, make a note of that, make a note of this. Which is why there's so many recordings. And I thought of what he said, if it gets overwhelming or it gets too much, stop and put your body in nature. And it sounds like we're all doing great at this so far. So yeah, I just wanted to shout out to that. And also, I think I will put, it's 5 years old now, this recording, but I will put a Temple Keeper recording on there because I think it does relate to our home and that creating that clear physical space for this kind of work is really very, very beautiful. And I listened to it today and thought, wow, you know, there's so many reminders in there of, how to keep your own personal physical space, which is your home, you know, clear, clear of the corruptive forces, the corrosive forces. So finally, I want to keep this pretty short. I just want to mention working in the energy. That's something that Gemma said, you know, it's so great to be working in the energy again. And I love this progression of feeling you guys now all entering into this time, but yet working in your own way. And what I've realized through you guys showing me that, I'm realizing that actually, rather than teaching a course, even though I've got to put words around it, what's actually happening is I'm templating a specific environment. And you guys enter into this with the recordings. And from that, the teaching is self-led and it's between you and you. It's all about you. And it's such a beautiful way to work. I'm really grateful for your company as I'm templating this energy, but also as I'm working in it on myself. So it does feel like another energetic temple that, you know, that we're creating another type of temple where we all enter into it, do our own thing. And it's completely self-guided. It is a complete be with me experience in the best way. So from the energy, in the energy, to you guys, and thank you for the energy. Just want to say thanks again for being part of this experience, and I will love you and leave you until next time. Okay, and don't forget, any questions, any insights, please feel welcome to get in touch. Otherwise, I'll probably speak to you after our group healing coming up. I forget the date, I think it was the 17th. But I think I texted everybody about that, and now I'm rambling. So I'm going to let you go. Have a lovely day, and I'll speak to you soon. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.